So, we are, or at least we should be, excited about the fact that God rules over the heavens and the earth, over all the nations and all the leaders of the world. But when we read about that in the Old Testament, as we did in Psalm 47, we should naturally think about Jesus in the New Testament. You see, although the people murdered and buried Jesus in a tomb, God raised him to life, as we heard about in that reading just now. And God exalted Jesus. He raised him up to his right hand as ruler and judge of all nations and all people. But he was also, of course, the one who gives repentance and forgiveness to all people, every nation, every language as well. And that's why Jesus, at the end of Matthew's gospel there, says to his disciples, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. Jesus says that because God has made him king. He has given him all authority in heaven and on earth. And so the good news of Jesus the King is for all people everywhere. And that's why our mission partners have gone all over the world to bring this great news that Jesus is your King. That's why Penny has gone to Ghana, Anna to Hungary. Our friends with People International are in Central Asia. We can't even mention their names because this is being recorded, because they're the danger there for them. And here in Tunbridge Wells, here at St. Peter's, Phil, who's on holiday today, Phil is leading our outreach, our telling of the good news to the people of Hawkenbury and beyond. We want everyone to know that Jesus is King. And then one day, as Psalm 47 prophesies, people from all nations will assemble as the people of God, because all nations belong to him. To him who is highly exalted. And one of the things that's lovely about meeting together now as God's people is that we come together as people from all different places, all different backgrounds, a number of different languages. We're boys and girls, men and women, young and old, rich and not so rich. It's a great place to be because we all come to one King and one Saviour. And so we go back now to the beginning of Psalm 47. Why would we not clap our hands to King Jesus? In these days of COVID, we might be hesitant to shout out loud. We're told we shouldn't do too much shouting in groups, but there's no danger in clapping our hands. No danger in clapping our hands. No danger in perhaps even raising a hand. But there is a danger, actually. There is a very, very grave danger. And that is that we do it to be seen by other people. That is the great danger. We do it so that other people think we are spiritual. That we are really in tune with God. That we are really worshipping God. Great danger, isn't there? That we do that. In the churches of days gone by, wearing your Sunday best, ladies putting your hat on, kneeling to pray, bowing perhaps as you came up, crossing yourself, all those sorts of things, and they became huge dangers. So we always have to be aware that pride can get in the way. And yet, if in our hearts we really want clap for God, applaud God, then why not do it with your body as well? We approach God personally. It's not about everybody else around us. It's about you and King Jesus and your response to him from your heart. So as we sing our next song, we sing these words, "Come, people of the risen King, who delight to bring him praise. Rejoice, rejoice, let every tongue rejoice. One heart, one voice, O Church of Christ, rejoice." If you think it's right, if knowing God you want to clap, it's okay. It's okay to do that. So long as it's between you and him and not to show anybody else. And you can raise your voice behind your mask. But most of all, lift your heart in praise and thanks to our great King Jesus. Let's stand to sing.